Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. President Obama on Monday reversing nearly 8 years of Bush administration policy on the issue of embryonic stem cells. In the summer of 2001, President Bush became the first commander-in-chief in U.S. history to allow federal taxpayer dollars to be used for embryonic stem cell research, but only for existing stem cell lines, with the former president saying that the federal government funding the creation and destruction of human life was simply an unethical boundary he was not willing to cross. President Obama on Monday saying that policy is now being reversed.
Today, with the executive order I am about to sign, we will bring the change that so many scientists and researchers, doctors and innovators, patients and loved ones have hoped for and fought for these past 8 years. We will lift the ban on federal funding for promising embryonic stem cell research.
There was never a ban on embryonic stem cell research, only limited, as mentioned a moment ago, to the existing lines. We'll hear later in this edition from David Christensen of the Family Research Council that the Bush administration did appropriate about $40 million a year for those existing lines. Nonetheless, President Obama says he understands the ethical dilemma at the heart of this debate, but he says science must win.
But after much discussion, debate, and reflection, the proper course has become clear. The majority of Americans from across the political spectrum and from all backgrounds and beliefs have come to a consensus that we should pursue this research, that the potential it offers is great, and with proper guidelines and strict oversight, the perils can be avoided.
But while President Obama refers to a consensus, one person not included in that consensus is New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith.
We don't want to be dependent for regenerative medicine on destroying human embryos. If it ever did work, that is to say human embryo destroying stem cell research, millions upon millions of embryos would have to be destroyed.
Congressman Smith says he agreed with the previous position held by former President Bush. He also says that while he's clearly in favor of developing treatments that extend and save human lives, killing human beings at the embryonic level is just wrong.
To talk about leftover embryos the way people on the other side do cheapens and dehumanizes nascent human life.
Meanwhile, those in favor of the Obama position are cheering today. Katie Hood is CEO of the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. She says she's excited about this decision, and she's also excited about the possible cures it could mean for debilitating diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and diabetes.
When the initial policy was put in place in 2001, our foundation began actively funding stem cell work, and what we realized very quickly is that you really need the momentum of a federally funded effort to keep the field moving forward.
But in terms of what embryonic stem cell research beyond the ethical questions could accomplish is very much up in the air. Ralph Reed, who served as an advisor to the Bush administration, has long been active in conservative circles, says most of the progress right now with stem cells has been almost entirely from adult stem cells, which doesn't involve the creation and destruction of human life.
If you really look at what's happened in the 7 or 8 years since the Bush executive order, the real progress has actually been made in adult stem cells. There's not a single person in America who's had a disease cured by embryonic stem cells.
On to the economy now, and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke was among those joining President Obama for his daily economic briefing. Presidential spokesman Robert Gibbs offered no specifics, but said Bernanke was invited to give his economic outlook for the coming year.
An idea about where the Fed chair sees the economy going over the next several years and steps that can be taken to change the course that we're currently on.
Gibbs says that the president knows there's a huge economic challenge facing this country, but he says the administration is also doing its best to change the current course of the economy.
In one day less than 7 weeks, all of the problems that took many years to take hold haven't necessarily been solved.
But how much progress can you make when there's virtually no deputies under Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner to implement new policy decisions? Press Secretary says that that's not that big of a problem compared to previous administrations.
Putting together a team throughout the cabinet and the agencies involved in order to further the president and America's agenda.
On Wall Street today, the Dow off 80 points to close at 6547. The S&P 500 down 7 to 677. The NASDAQ lower by 25 points to close at 1269. Meanwhile, a high-ranking American commander says additional troop reductions in Iraq are unlikely for the rest of the year. The Pentagon announcing over the weekend that it would cut the number of troops by 12,000 over the next 6 months from the current level of 140,000. Also, the Obama administration saying that operations will continue as normal in the South China Sea, despite the close encounter between a Navy ship and a Chinese vessel in the South China Sea on Sunday. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll talk with General Paul Vallee about that close call in the South China Sea. We'll also look at a new survey about the decline of importance of religion in the lives of Americans. And when we come back, the Family Research Council on Obama's stem cell decision. Stay tuned.